From Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm Lance Allen, and please welcome the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. Mike, it's the third time in your tenure that you're going for the NFC Championship game. What does that feel like, beating the Cowboys and getting to this point?
Well, really, this is what it's all about. This is what you start from day one as a football team. So we're right on schedule. This is the path that's been cut for us. And it's a great, great playoff victory against an outstanding football team in the Cowboys. So something that we definitely can take forward as we get ready for Seattle.
Aaron Rodgers coming back in that second half the way he did, playing hurt, and 226 yards, a couple touchdowns, completes the last 10 passes, I think. Mike, after something like that, what do you say to him?
You played great again. it's remarkable what he's been able to do, not only on the football field, but particularly the last 3 weeks. I just can't say enough about what he goes through during the course of the week, and to go out and perform at that level at the most critical time of the game was just remarkable.
You won your first red flag challenge of the year at an opportune time. I love what you said after the game on that.
What did I say?
You said you were due to win a challenge at some point. But what were you thinking at the time when you see Dez Bryant, they rule it a completion, then it's overturned. But just that whole process, what are you thinking on the sideline?
Well, I'll say this about the red flag challenge. There's times you have to really take all the emotion out of your decisions because, let's be real. When you do throw it with emotion or make a quick decision, most of the time things aren't quite what they need to be. So that's happened to me over time. So I had a chance to watch it on the Jumbotron two, and then I think maybe almost a third time. So it was clear cut that the ball, they hit the ground and came up in the air, and then he regained control of it. So by the letter of the rule, it's the right call. So I've learned to try to really take my time. Dallas's offense was not in a hurry to snap the ball, so I was fine there, and it was pretty quiet on the headset too. So I felt like I was standing out there by myself, but it was definitely the right decision.
Mike, another significant play, super big play in the ball game, was Julius Peppers' forced fumble, because at that point you're down 14-10, and DeMarco Murray has a lot of sort of green grass in front of him if Peppers does not make that play. That was huge.
Definitely. I mean, it was the down blocks, they creased it. They definitely had it. It was blocked very well with, a guard pulling up on the safety. So it was a big play opportunity for the Cowboys, but obviously it was a huge play by Julius Peppers. So I think it was clearly one of the biggest plays in the game.
After the challenge, Mike, you still had, I think, 4 minutes and 6 seconds left in the game. How much more can you say about your four-minute offense and the confidence that you have in Aaron to have one first-down completion to Davante Adams and another to Randall Cobb to ice the game?
Definitely. I think as you go through your coaching career, the fact that you're always just worried about the clock and put it on your defense is probably the norm, option A. But what we've learned, particularly with our offense, is we're going to try to go kill the clock. So that's why running on first and second down, making them use their timeouts, and the completion in Devontae was a huge play change because that not only was the first one, but also changed the field position. And the two runs after that, and we had a chance to talk about the play, before the third down. So it was just really a great play by Randall Cobb. That's not the way we drew it up, but they actually did a very good job adjusting to the motion. They actually gave us a coverage adjustment that we had not seen.
Speaking of Randall Cobb, Mike, when you went to, for lack of a better word, his package, where he's kind of the running back, or at least he starts in the backfield, that was very, very effective. What was the thinking there?
I think any time you put together a game plan, obviously you look at your opponent. You look at the things that you can try to stress their scheme, try to gain a leverage point. The other part of it is you want to make sure certain players have opportunities to touch the football. So it's really a combination of both those things.
nine consecutive games, Mike, that you have had 100 or more rushing yards ever since the Saints lost and ever since the bye. What have you seen out of the offensive line and the running game that they have been so productive?
I just think they're in the rhythm. I mean, I think anytime you see good football teams or whatever component of that team, they have a chance to practice together and play together each and every week. You know, everything gets in sync, and I think that's exactly what you see there.
Mike, Devontae Adams has been kind of quiet as of late until the Cowboy game. 7 catches, 117 yards, and a touchdown. And he was very, very physical, not only with the run after catch, but blocking downfield. He was a force as well.
Definitely. I think Devontae's just, you know, he's learning it as he goes through his first NFL season. I mean, it's, you know, it's a physical game, not only, you know, at the line of scrimmage, but out there in space. So a fine performance. And you got great leadership in that room with, you know, Edgar Bennett and Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb. It's a room that's very competitive during the week, and it definitely shows up on Sundays.
Next up, we'll bring in our special guest. He is David Bakhtiari. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.